Hey everybody, this is another edition of The Working Experience.
The Working Experience.
Time, weather, and
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning, snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
To stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody, this is Matty K.
And John.
And it is August 16th and at 2:25 p.m. And John and I are going to discuss an article in Forbes, which I'm sure a lot of you will be familiar with. The title is Wasting Time at Work, The Epidemic Continues.
Which I... study before every workday to make sure I'm getting the most out of my wasting of time.
Well, we're going to go through the article, but some things did jump out to me at like what people were wasting their time on, which was pretty funny. and it broke it down and everything into percentages and topics and being pretty specific. This article is by Cheryl Connor, and she says she writes about small businesses doing innovative PR, which I assume is public relations. But in this article, she's writing about people wasting monumental amounts of time, which I guess I would kind of have to put on the job itself. Like, I don't know if I've always been kind of irritated at busy work. Like, if there's work to be done, fine, but I think it's much more exhausting at a job if you're trying to seem busy rather than actually completing a task.
Well, I mean, personally, I think these numbers are grossly unreported. I mean 31%.
Yeah.
Waste 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
31% waste 1 hour. It's like, you, first of all, you hand out this survey, right? And you have to also take into account is my overall prejudice of anyone who fills out a survey. who has the time, the will, or simply the care in this world to fill out a survey on your own volition? It boggles my mind that any rational person would do that unless forced.
I don't know, but I mean some people like it. I guess it sort of validates I don't know, their existence, I guess. If they're wasting this much time at work, I guess people do stuff like this. But well, just to give a little background here, I'll just read the intro. It says, it's time again for an updated look at wasted time in the workplace. In 2012-2013, I addressed this topic with the help of my friend Russ Warner, an internet security expert and board member of internet filtering company Content Watch. He is the VP of marketing for Converus Incorporated, the provider of iDetect software for identifying deception. Wow.
So shout out to Russ, but
yeah,
that name sounds fake to me.
Russ Warner.
If I were going to make up a name, it would be Russ Warner.
Well, maybe it is a pseudonym. It is amazing.
No,
though,
I, like, no, I'm sure it's. I'm only joking. I'm sure it's a Russ actually exists.
Well, you know, it's amazing how the internet has spawned all of these periphery industries. Like 25 years ago, would it be 25? I'm almost 45. 20. Yeah, like 25 years ago, there were no internet security experts because there was no internet. There was no internet filtering companies because there was no internet. And now they have iDetect software for identifying deception. It's like, these almost fall under the category. Again, I don't know anything about these, and they do serve some kind of purpose, but, you know, that sort of bullshit jobs thing, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's,
well, no, I mean, I'm going to actually take the flip side of that. Like, security now is a multi-billion dollar business, tens of billions of dollars, because our, you know, lives, industries, businesses now reside online. So it's ripe for fraud and, you know, criminals to come in and steal crap. I mean, it's just the way it is. So huge corporations now are spending massive amounts of money on security to prevent this. This job is anything but a bullshit job.
Well,
I mean,
no.
Who knows? Maybe, well, this company could be filled with 1,000 people, and within those ranks, there could be probably 20-30% of bullshit jobs. You know,
no,
what,
but
I mean?
what I mean is this is a
legitimate business line.
Well, what I mean is that it's got nothing to do with the actual, like, purpose of a company. Like, it's just to provide security for something that never existed 25 years ago. You know, it's just amazing how all these things get spawned. You know, like, there was no need for that.
Like,
the internet, and it has nothing to do with the actual, like, facilitating what a company actually produces. So you're right. No, it's necessary, but it's become necessary because of all these other, like, Geek Squad is big. You know, they're a company that's affiliated with Best Buy, I think. And, you know, they've now, I mean, they make a fortune just out of fixing people's phones and trying to retrieve memory out of them, whereas before, you might have that written in a notebook, and it really wasn't necessary to do that, but I take your point. So, it says, the 2014 data is from salary.com, who gathered the responses of 750 employees, so that's actually not a huge pool. The verdict is the challenge of wasted workplace time is even worse than before. And again, I would say a lot of that, people are wasting time on the internet. I mean, they're just, you know, that's what they do. They look at all kinds of things. A year ago, 69% of respondents said they waste at least some time at work on a daily basis, but the number of people who now admit to wasting their time at work every day has reached a whopping 89%. Employees are spending longer periods than ever before wasting time. Employers, be prepared for alarm as you review the newest statistical breakdown. Do you have the article in front of you?
Yes, I do.
So do you want to read the statistical breakdown?
So 31% waste 30 minutes, 31% waste 1 hour. This is all daily. 16% waste 2 hours, 6% waste 3, 2% waste 4 hours, and another 2% waste 5 or more hours.
That doesn't seem that high, as you were saying.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna flip this. You know, I think that the 2% that is currently at 4 and 5 hours is actually the 31% at 30 minutes and 1 hour. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to say half the workday is wasted out of sheer and utter boredom. And that's including, so let's just take the average workday, right? That's including useless meetings, useless phone calls, surfing on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, watching YouTube videos, just general entertainment-inducing websites that has nothing to do with work, boring meetings, useless meetings, useless phone calls, your coffee break, your water break, your mental sanity break, your walks in the park, you go out to get lunch and you walk back, solid 50% is utter wasted and doesn't even need to exist.
Well, but wait a minute. We have to break a few of these categories down. I mean, a meeting might be a total waste of time, but that's not on the employee. I mean, that's on the managers who call these meetings. So, I mean, to say that's not related to work, you know, I can't.
No, I'm saying, right. The article is squarely takes the stance of the employee is the bad guy.
Well,
right?
See, they even list down here what people are doing, and one of them is in meetings, 23%. But it's like, well, you know, that's if the company calls a meeting, and yeah, it probably is an utter waste of time, but that's not on the employee.
Yeah, but I'm taking it from a pure productivity standpoint, whether it's the fault of the employee or the employer. I'm saying half the day is wasted.
Well, I would say, yeah, okay. Well, but I would also say a walk in the park on your lunch break or a mental sanity break. I mean, I wouldn't call those, you're not working, but I wouldn't call it. See, I think there's a difference between you're not performing your specific duty, but maybe you're taking 15 minutes to close your eyes, or you go out for a cup of coffee because, you know, like, I'm not saying that's really wasted time. YouTube videos,
all right, so
Facebook.
So let's give them an hour for lunch and mental sanity, right? And that you have an hour to yourself, right? And the normal work day is 8 hours. It's probably more like 10 hours. I'm still going to say it's better than 50% that it's a complete waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little more nuanced to me because when you use the word productivity, I mean, it seems like a lot of these jobs could be done in 4 hours. And yeah, the rest of the time is just trying to look busy or just dicking around or, you know, whatever. Or maybe there's nothing to do.
Well, it's also, too, is we're taking the, you know, prototypical, like, corporate office drone, right? So if you're like,
well, that's who these people were talking to, I think.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're like a, you know, a teacher, like in your sense, you know,
I would say
you're 80, not wasting 80%, half your day.
80% of the day is wasted in my classroom, probably. Probably waste 80% of their time sitting around.
In your class, in your classroom, once the clock strikes noon, you. You doze off every 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, I think a lot of my students would say listening to me yammer on is a waste of their time. So.
Right.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it kind of, you know, it does. The movie was a joke, obviously, Office Space. It was a parody. And they brought in those two efficiency experts, and they were making everybody, you know, explain their job and all of that, which I guess everybody really fears. I don't know how much they do that anymore, but I guess in the 90s, that was a big industry. Like, coming in, they'd bring in an outside person and be like, cut out the dead weight. Like, if somebody's job was redundant. But then they're talking about Peter, the main character, and his manager is like, well, he comes in late and da-da-da, and he's not doing this and that. And then the efficiency experts turn it on him and they say, well, you're not challenging him enough. You're not providing him enough opportunity to show what he's made of. And that is kind of a serious point to say, like, well, good Lord. I mean, you know, what do you expect people to do all day? Like, I mean, you can't look at spreadsheets for 8 hours a day. It's just not going to, you know, but I mean, inevitably people are going to waste time. They're not motivated to do these jobs. So, you know, so a second survey for Career Builder queried 2,138 hiring managers and HR professionals and 3,022 full-time workers across a variety of industries and company sizes to determine the reasons for the steadily increasing waste of time. Not surprisingly, personal use of technology continues to lead the charge. I mean, it's like sometimes that is a bigger pool, but like, do you really need to conduct a survey to know that? Like, I mean, that's, of course it's personal use of technology. So at number one, talking on the cell phone or texting, that was 50%. Gossiping, 42%. Again, I don't see where that's really like a waste of time. Like, if they need to be a little more specific about that. On the internet, 39%. On social media, 38%, which to me are kind of the same thing. Taking snack breaks or smoke breaks. Now, they have that at 27%. I mean, smoking, whatever. But taking snack breaks, like, that's not like a waste of time. It's like, you're supposed to take snack breaks. Like, and when you talk about productivity, like, oftentimes, I think taking a break increases your productivity as opposed to just trying to slog on forever. Distracted by noisy coworkers, 24%. In meetings, again, that's not really on the employee, 23%. On email, 23%. Distracted by coworker drop-bys, 23%. Distracted by coworker calls on speakerphone, 10%. So, you know, I don't know. Some of these, again, they don't really strike. Social media is definitely a waste of time. On the internet, again, I don't know why they delineate between those two things. Email, I mean, I guess it depends. I guess they mean emailing people who are not work-related. Distracted by coworker drop-bys. I mean, as you've pointed out, people are human beings. They are social animals. They do want to chat with each other. So again, you know, just being like hooked onto your computer and not talking to anyone all day, you know, I'm not sure how much that lends to certainly not to creativity and probably not to productivity either.
Yeah. So yeah, we are, you know, human beings are social creatures. And, you know, we're barely, you know, out of the jungle. You know, if you look back a couple thousand years, you know, it was tribe based. You know, we're sitting around the fire, like talking about Joey and Jane and, you know, hunting and eating. And now we're all stuffed in these boxes and expected to stare at a screen for 10 hours and not get up and not talk and not enter. I mean, I'm using an extreme example, but, you know, it's like, look, you're gonna talk to your coworkers, you know, you're gonna go out and take a walk. So it's just like, I don't know. There is always that, you know, that coworker that always drops by.
That's me.
You
know, that's me.
That always is just hanging over wasting the cubicle.
Right. Yeah. Wasting time, wandering around. That'd be me, boy. I live for that. These are pretty good ones. Real life examples of what they've seen employees doing when they should have been focused on work. A married employee was looking at a dating website and then denied it while it was still up on his computer screen.
That was me.
Yep. You know, this reminds me, this isn't really related to work, but when I would be home before I moved back to the Boston area, I would, like, my parents didn't have the internet or cable or anything like that. If you'd met my father, that would all make perfect sense. So I used to go down to the library to use the computer, really to check emails, basically. And I remember this guy was down there on a dating website, and he was probably like in his late 30s, early 40s, and he's talking to the guy next to him, and who also may have been on a dating website. And he's looking at these women, and he's like, oh, check her out, oh, yeah, and all this and that, yeah, I'm gonna contact her, and the guy wasn't the most fit guy. I mean, he was probably about 20, 25 pounds overweight, and he was just kind of a dork. I mean, you look at his shorts, his jean shorts, and his, I forget specifically how he was dressed, but he had kind of a mullet going on, you know, and I'm thinking, like, first of all, bud, I'm seeing this woman you're looking at who's about 15 years younger than you and looks like a model. I'm not sure she's really up your alley. Secondly,
yes, she is.
Secondly, you're on a computer in the library in the middle of the day. Like, I mean, you don't even have your own computer at home to do this. And I'm thinking, like, I don't know, pal. I don't know how well it's going
to
work out.
And he was announcing to the general public what he was going to do.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's talking to the guy next to him, but loudly enough that we could all hear him.
Yeah, that's strike three in my book.
Yeah, and it's all like, I mean, he wasn't saying anything particularly creepy, but he was just such a dork. He's like, oh man, look at her. I'm like, how old are you, pal? You know, like, Jesus. An employee was caring for her pet bird that she smuggled into work. I like that one.
That's a good one.
Now, this is interesting here, because we've talked about personal hygiene at work. An employee was shaving her legs in the women's restroom. I would really love to ask different women how many of them have either done that or have witnessed that, because that's a big one to me. I wouldn't shave my face.
That's a big one, because you have to kind of lurch over the sink, I'm assuming, with your leg. You know, you're just, I mean, I'm assuming you're wearing a dress. Otherwise, it'd be pretty difficult. So the dress, it must be hiked up, and then you're using the water. I don't even know how that works, because I'm assuming most women would do that in the shower, right?
Yeah.
Or in a tub.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's I'm sure women, you know, have to improvise sometimes. Yeah, I was picturing down to the undies and having to shave the legs. I mean, I don't know. I don't really.
And then is it a dry shave? You know, there's a lot of questions to be asked about that one.
Yeah, and why you would, like, I mean, I know women like to have their legs shaved, generally speaking, but, like, you know, if you're at work and you got pantyhose on and stuff, like, I don't know. Yeah, that's, it'd be, we'd have to ask a female about that, because I don't know.
Well, you know, it could be the scenario where, you know, she's meeting with, you know, a date, you know, later that night, and she's going straight from work. She's got to shave her legs. She's shaving her legs in the woman's restroom.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, I wouldn't shave my face. Like, I wouldn't bring shaving cream and stuff. I wouldn't even use an electric razor. I hate electric razors. I don't know. That's a big project to undertake in a public bathroom. An employee was laying under boxes to scare people.
this is a great one.
I would have to say someone is a little, I wouldn't say mentally unstable, but, like, really is rather socially moronic to do things like that.
Well, I'm sure it happens. This one I wouldn't file under someone wasting time.
No, I don't know what I would file it under. Like, you're kind of an idiot if you don't realize you're a grown person. I assume it was a guy.
This is time well spent.
Yeah.
This is employee morale.
Well, it leads into the next one. Employees were having a wrestling match. I mean, that is, like, you know what that puts me in mind of? There was a congressman maybe 5-6 years ago, he was accused of sexually harassing his male staffers. You know, he's a married guy, a Republican, of course, because they're always, 90% of the time, this is a Republican. Probably very opposed to gay marriage and whatnot. And a lot of these...
Don't paint the brush so wide. Look at you. You're just... It's all Republicans, and then you take a step back. Okay, it's 90%.
90% Republicans. Well, apparently he would... and you and I and John and I had two roommates, or apartment mates, whatever you want to call it, senior year. We used to joke about this. This, like, a lot of these staffers apparently in D.C., they'll all live in the same house because it's very expensive and they don't really make money. And I think he lived there too. And anyway, they would have, like, he would be tickling them.
Oh.
Wearing his undies and tickling them. And he couched it as like, oh, we were just playing around. Like, him and a bunch of like 25-year-old staffers are tickling each other.
Wait, who is this?
It was some congressman. I'll find out. My brother knew who it was. That was something that word came up more than once. Tickling. He would be tickling his male staffers as a way
that's like a straight up fetish.
Oh yeah. As a way to be like chummy with his. That's how he was characterizing it. And apparently there was other things that went on too. And you and I and Frank and Tom, who are our two apartment mates, we used to joke about this, like tickling each other and whatnot around.
When you think about it, tickling is appropriate, you know, maybe for like, I would like, you know, tickle my boys. But now they're kind of too old for that. But when they were younger, I'd do it. But that's probably about it. I don't think I'm tickling anyone else.
My brother was just up here with my sister-in-law and my nephew, who will turn 2 in 10 days. Now, I will tickle my under 2-year-old nephew, and he likes that. You give him a little poke in the tummy. He likes that. By the time he's like 5 or 6, I'm probably not going to do that anymore. And he's my nephew. I mean, no. There's no one else I could really think of that would be appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, now my boys are 13 and 11, and now it's more of like a shot to the gut.
Yes.
Or right. like a finger under the armpit.
Right.
You know, something to like... You know, keep them on their toes.
Yes, right, exactly. But like, I teach high school. I'm not tickling any of students.
No. You would end up on the front page of a paper.
Well, if it was a boy, I'd probably end up with missing teeth and, you know, getting my
That would be completely inappropriate.
Completely.
There's no way you could rationalize that off.
No.
Of like, no. Hey...
Hey, it just was tickling.
It was just fun and games.
Yeah, just, you know, just a little tickling.
why is everybody so uptight? It's a puritanical society.
Tickling, you know, no big deal. A sleeping employee claimed he was praying. That's a good one. You always want to play the religion card because that could beg a lawsuit if they push you too hard.
Yeah, always play the religion card.
Yeah. An employee was changing clothes in a cubicle. You know, I don't know. I mean, if you're going out for a run after work or something, I mean, some of these people should mind their own business, probably. An employee was printing off a book from the internet. I don't know.
That's kind of lame.
An employee was warming her bare feet under the bathroom hand dryer. I like that one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I've seen this before, probably in a movie, but I like the idea of drying out my pits under using the dryer in the men's bathroom. You know, the sweaty pits.
You know, you really like for a moment. What I like to do now is like put myself in their shoes. Like, how do they possibly think that this is acceptable behavior? Like, okay. Let's just say, you know, it's a cold Wisconsin winter. You know, you come in, you step in a couple of puddles, your feet are freezing, right?
Yeah.
Now, to me, an acceptable thing to do would be, you know, this is, again, it would be like to take off those wet shoes, wet socks, and, you know, maybe put on another pair of socks. The last thing that would enter my mind would be, you know what? You know what would warm my feet up nice and toasty? Is if I go in the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
And first of all, like, are you doing like a standing crane where you're standing on one foot, bouncing on one foot, and then lifting that foot up to the hand dryer? Or are you getting on the floor and raising your feet up to the hand dryer?
I don't know. Or maybe just stand, like, having your feet on the floor under it, and it's powerful enough to do your... I don't know.
Yeah, I got to say, if you're going to go all the way, you want to get within about a foot of that hand dryer.
Probably.
You're not just going to stand... First of all, standing on the bathroom floor...
In your bare feet, yeah, that's not great.
That's not good.
So, that kind of reminds me when you mentioned the wet socks... A guy I know, Phil, he was working, I think, at Goldman Sachs, and he was walking to work, and it started to pour, and his shoes and his socks got all wet and everything. So he took his shoes off, you know, in his cubicle, and hung his wet socks on a drawer that he'd pulled out. And apparently someone saw that and then went to the manager, and then the manager said something to him about it. And he was like, well, I'm in my cubicle. My socks are wet. They're, you know, I was drying them out. And apparently someone was kind of, I don't know, offended by it or thought to say something about it.
Yeah, like, I would never say anything. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, he got stuck in a storm or whatever. It wasn't his fault, you know.
The same guy, he had a really funny story. I think it was also at Goldman Sachs. He worked with this guy who was, I think it was the same guy. He would wear a suit and he would wear a camouflage fanny pack with the suit outside of the blazer, apparently. Or if he would take the blazer off and he would walk around with the camouflage fanny pack in the office. He'd walk around with it. I mean, I don't know what you have that you need to keep. Like, I have my wallet, my keys, and my phone, generally speaking. And my phone, I usually just stick in a drawer or something like that. And I think it was the same guy. He asked Phil what he was doing that weekend. And, you know, Phil, you know, he's a very open-minded guy and everything. He wasn't real sure about the guy's sexual inclinations. He thought, because Phil's a good-looking guy. He's a very tall guy and all that. And he said he wasn't quite sure if he was trying to ask him sometime so they could go do something together. You know, he wasn't quite sure what the read on it was. But he was always just nice about it. Said, yeah, I'm probably just going to go hang out with friends and get drinks and whatever. And, you know, what are you doing? And the guy said, yeah, I'm just going to go. I'm going to draw myself a hot bath. And I got all these new bath lotions to use. And, you know, I'm probably just going to get in there, and starts telling him about his bathing plans for that night. And Phil's like, all right, cool, that's good. Have fun with that.
Oh God,
some people really like to you know, I know we talked about this at one point, a cab driver who drove me to the airport, I guess, or the train station, and he was telling me about his mother dying and how he was very depressed and he could barely get out of bed some mornings, and about his, you know, being a musician and his best friend dying. And this is a cab driver. He's telling me all of this. I went to Dublin recently, a couple of weeks ago, and we were on our way back from, we were coming back. So it was the cab from Dublin to the airport, and this driver starts talking to us. He's from Moldova, and he's telling us about how he lived in Norway. His wife or girlfriend at the time, who was 16, was pregnant, and they had to move because it was illegal because she's underage, but in my country she's not. And I'm like, good Lord. Like, he's just laying it all out.
Too much information.
Oh my God. And then he's going on about how, you know, like saying all these immigrants from other countries didn't want to work, and, you know, they kind of, he didn't come right out and say it, but like they shouldn't even be allowed in the country, meaning Ireland. I'm like, but you're an immigrant to Ireland. Like, you work. Like, it's so bizarre how people really just, then he's telling me how he hasn't seen his father since he was like 8 years old, and he's going to go see him in Latvia, but he's really nervous about it. And it just went on and on and on, all the way up until we stopped.
You're a captive in that car.
Yeah. But it's amazing how there are a lot of people out there who, not just cab drivers, but I get the impression they really don't have a lot of people to talk to, or people don't listen to them, or they feel like they don't. So when they get, like, they'll start telling people who they don't know that well, or they're just coworkers, start laying it all out there, telling them everything.
Yeah, there was a study done a couple of years ago in the UK where, they asked people, if something terrible happened to you, how many, friends and family can you call upon, to help you out? So the survey was done 20 years prior. So say it was done in 95, and then it was done again in 2015. In 95, the predominant answer was five or more friends or family. Today, the predominant answer is zero.
Good Lord.
Not one or two, it's zero.
Ugh.
Which, it's amazing that in today's, hyper-connected social media world that, there's just, we're in the land of, not real, genuine, true relationships. They're all superficial and all, you have friends on Facebook. Like, I don't care if you have, 10,000 friends. How many of those friends, let's just say, you're driving along, you get pulled over, and for whatever reason, you end up in jail, and you've got one phone call. You can't call anybody?
I know.
Not a single person? That is truly sad.
That's tragic. Yeah, that is right? Tragic. It reminds me of a story. You remember Min? I think you met him a couple of times. He's a friend of mine in New York. He worked in film for a little bit. Anyway, he moved out to L.A. for a couple of years, and he lived in a house with, five other guys. And this one guy, he worked in, real estate or something like that, and he had these photo albums of all of his friends, quote-unquote. They were pictures he'd printed out from MySpace, of his friends on MySpace when MySpace was big.
Right.
And those were in the photo albums.
Oh.
It was like something. Remember that movie 1 Hour Photo with Robin Williams?
Yeah.
He said it was like that. It was like, oh my God, these are people you've never physically met. Then he rented out a bar in downtown Los Angeles and invited 500 people or something like that, 300 people, all of his MySpace friends, renting a bar out in Los Angeles. I don't know. Min, I think, said it probably cost him $4,000 or $5,000 to do that.
Wait, I know this guy?
No. Min. You know Min.
Oh, okay, Min. Okay.
Yeah. Min was the guy telling me this story. So Min didn't go. One person in the house actually went. It was this guy's birthday party. He invites all these people. No one showed up. No one. Except for one of the guys who lived in the house. Even Min didn't go. He said, I couldn't stand the guy, so there was no way I was going. And, he had, three or four photo albums stacked around, again, of pictures he'd printed out from the internet. None of these were people he had physically met. They were just his buddies, or so he thought in his head. And he really translated that in his mind as, these are my friends. As opposed to if I'm going to go out and have a birthday dinner, I might invite three or four people, close friends, 300 people. I don't know 300 people. I could barely know 30 people. I mean, it's really... Well, look at the stuff.
There was another study done where I think the most connections of you know, true relationships a human can conceivably hold at any one time is 125, right? Once you go above 125, you just don't have the time, and you just to make a connection with those people.
125?
What's that?
125?
Yeah, 125.
I thought you were going to say 10.
No, 125.
How do you keep track of 125 people?
I mean,
that seems a lot to me.
I don't know. But, I mean, that's at the upper limit. I mean, I would say for most people, you know, like when if I look at my, you know, my life, right? So I have my immediate family. You know, I have my family, so my wife and two kids. And then I have my family, like the Brancaccio family.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you have a lot of people there. Yeah.
Which is like, that's another 16. Oh, and then I have my dad's family. It's like another 20. My mom's family is another 90.
Oh, my God.
Because she's one of 12.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then all, you know, all my friends through the years, that might be another, like, I don't know, 50 or 60. And then, you know, people I work with, employees, that might be another 50. You know, I'm already over 125.
Yeah.
But like some of the like relatives, like I have relatives that live in like Switzerland that I don't really see on a daily basis. But if you look at it from, you know, from your perspective, you too would probably be over 50.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
But the point is like people have 500 Facebook friends or 1,000 Facebook friends or like social media accounts with like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah.
And it's not humanly possible to have a strong connection with everyone.
Okay, well, we're at 45 minutes there, so I guess we can call it an end to this riveting episode of The Working Experience.
I'm sure all of the listeners were on the edge of their seats.
And they're very disappointed.
The entire time.
Right? Yeah, they're very disappointed right now that this episode's over. you know what, everyone?
A moment of silence.
You're going to have to go try to find another way to fill the empty hole in your life, okay? So we'll just leave it at that. Thanks a lot, everybody.
All right, thanks everyone for listening.